If you've been working alongside us in the last few episodes, we have been working on writing your mission statement. You've done a lot of hard work. You've worked through exercises. You have created your draft of your mission statement. So what's next? Well, a paper published by a Duke University researcher in 2006 found that more than 40% of the actions people perform each day weren't actual decisions. Instead, they were rituals and habits. So in this fourth step, we are going to work through an exercise to help you visualize living out your vision and your mission statements. We are going to take this from a decision that you have to make each day to a habit, a train of thought that you have already visualized, you have already envisioned and know where you want to go, so that it becomes one of those rituals and habits instead of a decision that you have to make. So let's dive in to visualizing what you want it to look like as you live out your mission statement. This is the last step now, and we're actually not going to do this as an exercise, but I want to explain the next step that you can take, and that is to visualize the results. A paper that was published by a Duke researcher in 2006 found that more than 40% of the actions that people perform each day weren't actually decisions, but rituals and habits. Michael Phelps learned this powerful technique from his coach as an elementary student. His coach, Bob Bowman, told him to watch a videotape of a mental visualization of the perfect race before he went to sleep and when he woke up. So he would imagine himself diving off the blocks, going in slow motion, swimming flawlessly. He would visualize the strokes, the pool, the finish, every detail of the race he went through in his mind. He knew from the smallest detail what would happen if he were to swim the perfect race. So then during practice, Coach Bowman, when he wanted Phelps to swim at race speed, he would just shout out, "Put the videotape in." Bowman did not need to control all aspects of Phelps' life or training. All he had to do was focus on a few specific habits that had everything to do with creating the right mindset, and then work on the mechanics, and he could put the two together. And we can do the same thing. Our thoughts have incredible power. Just like I described with the thermostat image earlier, that is the image that I held onto. I knew what a day looked like when I was controlling my emotions so that I could be the thermostat and set the tone, the atmosphere of our home. I knew what I wanted the atmosphere of our home to look like. And so I had that ideal. The year that I chose relationships as my word of the year, that allowed me to make decisions. I did not have to think about it. When I was presented with two options, one was to invest in relationships and the other was to be productive and check something off my list, I almost always chose relationships. And that allowed me to act out of habit, not in the moment. So the question is, what will your life look like when you have fulfilled your mission? I want you to take about 5 minutes to brainstorm words and images that describe what this will look like. Include as many sensory words as possible. Make it such that as you read it, you feel you're right there. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? What is it like? And then take 10 minutes to write a description of what that will look like for you to fulfill your mission. I found that as I thought about what it would look like for me to fulfill my mission, that helped me to further clarify and refine what my vision and mission was. So keep this in mind as you then think back through your vision statement and your mission statement, and you think about how you want to refine it. What's it going to look like? I would encourage you not to skip this step. It could be easy to, go about your day and maybe even refine your mission statement, but forget to do this important step. But if you can remember the incredible results that Michael Phelps had, 28 gold medals and 5 Olympics, this technique works. As we finish up, I want you to know that regardless of how far you got, regardless of how finished it feels like your statements are, you've done a lot of hard work. This is very challenging to take that look inside and really evaluate what's important to us and to be able to articulate that. So the next step is for you to just let it sit for a little while, put it aside, and don't even intentionally think about it or do anything with it, but let it tumble around. Ponder it as you go about your day. Little things will come up that you realize are related to your mission statement or will help you realize why you do what you do. And pray about it. Discuss it with others. And once you've done all of these steps and you feel like you have a mission statement that you can work with, it may not be final. It may not be as finished and polished as you want it to be. And don't let that stop you. Start using it as soon as you can, because the sooner you use even an imperfect statement, the closer you will be to achieving your vision. I want to remind you that you will encounter obstacles. As you seek to live out your mission statement, there will be times that you come up against a roadblock, times that you doubt yourself. And when you come to that, there are some things that you can do to overcome it. So I recently hit a wall with this. Our church started a new handbell choir, and I have quite a bit of experience playing handbells because I played with a community group. I've played solos as a child, as a teenager. I directed an adult choir whenever we were at a church, but all of that was 17 years ago. And so I feel just as rusty as the players coming in who hadn't played for a long time either. But I felt like an imposter because we have some incredible musicians in our church, including people who have doctorates in music, who have university degrees in conducting. And when the music director asked if I would direct the bell choirs, I thought, I'm out of my league here. You know, when I directed, that was for a small-time church, and you know, that was different. And I really had to think through these questions. What's holding me back? What beliefs were preventing me from achieving this goal or achieving my mission? And as I thought about it, I realized, you know, I've had at times like this before. I need to just do it. As I do it, I'll become more comfortable. I may not do it perfectly, but that's okay. We're having fun. And that's the point of this group. It's not meant to be a perfect group. The purpose is for us to have fun and to glorify God as we're playing. So you might ask yourself, what's one small step that will help you take a direction towards achieving your vision? Even if you don't take a huge step, take what's one baby step you can take? Because as you take one little step and then the next one and then the next one, you'll find that you're really getting close.
Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact Podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.